Well, it's purely up to you at this point. I'm about the same quit for my second major quit. I had a quit of about 7-8 years, and I had one cigarette, and was it that one cigarette? No, but it was. It was that one cigarette. That one. I allowed myself to say I got this, and have that one. And the one led to, I was back to a pack of eight before you could say lickety split. So I struggled the second time I quit. And the first time I quit cold turkey in 1999. It was Thanksgiving in 1999, and I said, and I had been smoking since, you know, at minimum a pack a day back to the mid-70s. And 1999, just before Thanksgiving, cold turkey, I just quit. And managed to quit for about 8 years. And I let myself, so you're done. You know, 8 years, you're done. So it was all my fault. And boy, the second time was harder quitting. I saved. I tried the patches, and I tried, a drug. I forget which one it was. One that gives you nightmares. And finally, I think it was vaping psychologically to let me get off the second time. I used it purely as a mechanism to get off smoking. And it worked. I did that for a few years and got off. Now I've been off for, like you, about 15 years, and I will never go back. I will never touch one to my lips, cigarettes. I can be in a room with people smoking. I can be around people smoking. Hell, my wife smokes, and she's generally got them one after another, chain smoker, right in the next room. And I'm not even fazed by it. Doesn't even bother me. There still are certain times, hold on. There are still certain times where the conditions are just right, like it's, you're outdoors, it's a real nice day, you know, you're standing around, and, you know, and you, somebody lights one up, you think, man, that looks good. You still get that every now and again, but it's pretty rare anymore, and I can pretty much just laugh about it and pass it off, but me, I've learned it's like crack, I can't touch it again.